Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat, you know, we just had an election yesterday. We just re-elected the President of the United States.
Right. Actually, it's 2 days ago.
Is it two days ago?
I know, already.
But time flying by. It wasn't yesterday. The day before yesterday. Okay.
Right.
Help me out. Keep me straight, man.
I'm trying.
But that's, you know, the nation voted. Yeah. The nation voted. They cast their votes. I believe we had over 116 million votes that were cast.
Right.
Which is amazing. And it was great participation. I mean, that's one thing about elections and what we have going on here in the United States, with an amazing country, is that we're able to come together. We're able to have a constitution that affords us, my goodness, the right to get out there and exercise our freedoms, mm-hmm. but also our rights. We can choose our destiny, and it was very important. And so the president was reelected, and Governor Romney was pretty gracious in his mm-hmm. in his speech. I thought that was pretty good.
I did not get a chance to see that part. No,
that was very good. And the president really had some awesome uniting words for the country. And I thought that was good, because, mm-hmm. you know, one thing about our country, once we vote, mm-hmm. it's done and it's settled.
Right. Yeah, that's good. I mean, there's other countries who don't even have that opportunity.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's just, praise God. I mean, right now we are in a blessed land.
We really are, because you're right. In other countries, I mean, they have an election, their side doesn't win, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I love what he said. He says, you know, I've heard him say this before, that we're not the red states, we're not the blue states of America. We are the United States of America.
Right.
And that's very important. It's very important, because you have neighbors. In the segment that we played yesterday, mm-hmm. You'll hear in that highlight. If you haven't been to the highlights yet, you need to go to VFNTV.com mm-hmm. and go to the VFN Torch. And we're going to talk about some of the things that we talked about yesterday, because it was a great program yesterday. But in our highlight yesterday, you'll find that President Obama was reelected. We shared a report from CBN. CBN News shared a report, and mm-hmm. what's really interesting was that I loved how they interview one guy, and he says, "Listen, you know, the neighbors are different." He says, "No, it's just, listen, we can have different opinions on different things, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to judge my neighbor. I'm not going to judge another person by, you know, who their choice for political candidate is. You know what I mean? And it's like, I judge them by the person." And that's right. We can get beyond all of that, which is very, very good. And now we, you know, as a church and as a people, need to get behind and support our president.
That's right.
You know, our country is still, 8-9% unemployment. Mm-hmm. We have a financial crisis that's looming.
Right.
There's a lot of there's a lot of things that the country needs to get back in order. Now that the election is done, mm-hmm. now our elected officials can come together, work together, especially since the people have voted. I mean, I'm hearing many politicians that were reelected say, "Hey, listen, the people have spoken, and we have heard the people.
Yes. You
know, they want us to get to work, and it's good. It's very good, because it's a representative government. So I'm glad to know that, you know, they want to represent and get the country where it needs to be."
Absolutely.
But, you know, 1 Timothy, Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy, he says, "I urge you then, first of all, that all petitions and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." And that's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is that we've actually been praying for the president for quite a while, which
that's
is
right.
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I want to urge all of our BFN radio listeners, listen, we're one country, we have one president, and he's going to need a lot of help and a lot of support to move this country in the direction that it needs to move into.
Right.
And we need to pray for those who are in authority. And Romans 13 says that no authority is established outside of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm share some of this prayer, but this prayer is really good. It says, God, I pray for the president's spiritual life, that he can hear your voice and obey your voice in every situation. I pray against all wrong speakers whose intent is to lead him away from your will, Father. And I ask that the same boldness that he is currently moving in and speaking, that he would turn and lift you up. Call on your name, and that you will answer, and he will hear from you and boldly proclaim your will and your ways over this nation. God bless the President of the United States. I mean, this prayer goes on. We pray for his protection. We pray for his family, the First Lady, Michelle, his daughters, Malia and Sasha. And we pray for wisdom, divine encounters, and for the right people to help him. You know, you need the right people. Right. You have a cabinet. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, although the president has the ultimate authority, I mean, you don't do everything. I mean,
right.
Think about it. You have cabinet positions, and you have bring people in that help you manage and run. And so he needs good support.
That's right.
He's, you know, you're only kind of as good as your support. You need to pray for him. Also pray for the vice president, Joe Biden. So this was, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for, you know, the nation to get back, because I'm telling you, we there's so many issues pressing with our nation right now that we need God.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that today. I'm going to tell you, we need God in such a desperate, desperate way.
Amen.
And God's the only one. I mean, yes, we vote for presidents, and you know what? Presidents come and presidents go. You know, it's all part of the process. No one, you know, unless you're in a dictatorship, no one kind of stays forever. But even they die too, you know?
Right.
But who remains the same? Who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and whose kingdom that ultimately